your second song. Now, Anna's got another song here that she wants us to sing. So you can sit. Do you want to lead it or do you want to sit? You sit down and sing it with you. Okay. Have we had that, please, Tim? This is what Anna does every day. Absolutely every day. Okay, you can just be seated for a moment. You know, when the ladies talked about this, it's just amazing how it's just all come together. It's so beautiful, just what God's put in there. And I'd ring Ruth up and say, oh, just this and this. And she's, oh, I've got just that. I said, that's an answer to prayer. And then someone else gives us something and others gives me little verses and scriptures. And you see, it's all about encouraging one another. That's all he wants us to do. He just wants us to encourage one another. And then when people outside see us encouraging one another, they too will want to come and be part of the church family. Okay? And I'm not just talking about here, I'm talking about wherever you are. That's your church family. So give thanks to the Lord every day for that. I'm just going to do a very short message before we have morning tea. Tim, can you please put Acts reading up for me? This story is about a little servant girl. I relate to this story because of my past. And when we were kids, all the adults would be together and there was in this house, the house that Mum and Dad was in, all my cousins and that come over. And we would play hide and seek, and you'd hide in the broom cupboards, and you'd hide in the, you know, under the beds, and you'd hide everywhere. And the first thing that my cousins would do would come and say, and they'd knock on those doors thinking you're going to answer. And then I'd get the giggles, and then they knew I was there. And I noticed how excited that Rhoda got. Rhoda's name means a rose. Do you know that? And the inherent meaning comes from the Isle of Roses, which is Rhodes in Greece. Okay, and they believe that she was that she did actually come. That was her origin. The spiritual connotation of her name means God's unfolded dove. Isn't that beautiful? God's unfolded dove. So we're just going to read this Acts. Peter had just had the miraculous coming out of the prison with an angel leading him. You know, like if an angel come and you was in a situation and you was asleep, dead asleep, he was at peace, he was dead asleep. And an angel comes and says, get your clothes on, quick, quick, we're going. Wasn't only that, he had 14 soldiers that did shifts, and there was always eight of them there looking after him. They thought, he's not going to get away, this bloke, because they were going to kill him after Passover. So when this had dawned on him, this is Peter, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, Peter's at the door. Well, you're out of your mind, they told her. But when she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. You can imagine what they were saying. How did you get out here? And they're saying, Peter, you're alive? Where's all those soldiers? How did you get here? We've been praying for you all this time. You can imagine it, can't you? But Peter just put his hand up to silence him. And then he told them what the Lord had done for him. But I want to get back to this little lady. God can use anyone for his purpose. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, the colour of your skin, or what language you talk, doesn't matter. He can use you. Rhoda was just a little servant girl, but God used her to deliver an important message to the early church that day. Peter's here. Peter's being released. God has answered our prayers. She was in there at the prayers. She knew what was going on. She knew him. God has answered our prayers. It's a little bit like some of us sometimes. God puts that answer to prayer right there, doesn't he? And yet we still walk around it and walk around and think, what are you doing, Lord? What are you doing? But he's got the answer there. Just wants us to, all Rhoda had to do, she just raced to the door. Then she got excited and she forgot to open it. She still did her job though, because instead of that, she went back and she told the people praying, you know, God's, Peter's here. I can imagine myself in that situation. Faithfulness and diligence and small things matter. Some people said she's just a servant girl. What would she count? No, she wasn't just a servant girl. She was there for when that important knock came on the door. And she raced and told them. It's a bit like us sometimes, hey? We'll race and tell people something we've learned. They've got not a clue what you're talking about. And you think, But she was faithful. She was at the right place at the right time. Just serving the Lord. She's just doing her job. And as a result of that, she saw the miracle of Peter's release from prison. We should never, ever underestimate the importance of being faithful and diligent in the small things that God has called us to do, even cleaning the toilets. Because if we don't clean them, it's going to be very hard to go to them, isn't it? And it keeps you humble. God hears and answers our prayers. The believers in the house were fervently praying for Peter's release from God. And God answered their prayers in a miraculous way. And we can be encouraged too to know that God hears our prayers and is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And I bet that each and every one of you ladies could get up here and tell us a story. It's one, even one story that you can tell us about how God has answered your prayers. Miracles still happen. The story of Rhoda and Peter's release from prison reminds us that miracles still happen today, and we should never limit God or think that he is not able to do miraculous things in our lives. And just to sum it up, Rhoda's story teaches us that God can use anyone for his purposes. Faithfulness and diligence in small things matter. God hears and answers our prayers, and miracles still happen. When someone gets saved, it's a miracle. When they continue to walk with the Lord, you know why the Bible's not being written anymore? Because you people are walking with the Lord. There's not enough paper to write your testimonies on. And he's filling that up in the book of life for when you get up there. Okay? We've got what we need in the scriptures. He's made sure of that. God's using you right now. By coming here today, you have encouraged a group of ladies in a little place like Tolga. So we pray that we may encourage you as you go back to where you come from, and you can continue to be encouraged and encourage others. And we're going to have morning tea. So let's just close in prayer. And then I'm going to, Sarah, could you please just pray for morning tea, darling? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together this morning to listen to your word and to share your love. Lord Jesus, we say thank you for your provision of food this morning. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless this in our bodies, Lord Jesus, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.